Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Tree Master Trophy, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Sophie and her family in Powell River, Elle, Claire, Ryan, and Nate and their family, Kyle and Ian Moorhead and their family in Portland, Oregon, and Bonnie and Finnegan Smith and their family in Blue Mountains, Australia. Thank you so much, Finnegan, Bonnie, Ian, Kyle, Nate, Ryan, Claire, Elle, and Sophie. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Parents, the holiday season is approaching, and I don't know about you, but after spending the last one apart, I will never take being close to my loved ones for granted again. It's so nice to be within reach, to hug at the front door, to brush elbows at the holiday table. And though we may enter this season with a little apprehension about being in close quarters again, it finally feels like it's time to find some real comfort in the closeness. Parachute is the perfect home essentials brand for creating a comfortable home this holiday season. Started in 2014 by Ariel Kay, founder, CEO, and mom, Parachute makes home essentials that are designed in Los Angeles and responsibly manufactured by expert craftspeople around the globe, using only the highest quality materials. They make bedding, bath linens, a mattress, rugs, curtains, baby items, throws, pillows, robes, and all things soft and wonderful for story time, bedtime, and every other time of day. The weather has been getting a little cooler here, and I have been spending lots of time in my cozy waffle lounge set from Parachute. It's the perfect slouchy fit, and the gorgeous rusty orange color puts me right in a holiday autumnal mood. I can't wait to wear it when I'm hanging out with family and friends, maybe while I'm sipping hot cocoa in front of a fire. Perfect! Visit parachutehome.com/stories for free shipping and returns on Parachute's very comfortable home essentials. That's parachutehome.com/stories for free shipping and returns on soft sheets, cozy loungewear, and all things comfy.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Tree Master Trophy. Once upon a time, all the greatest lumberjacks of the forest came together for a contest. They came in all their flannels in different shades of red. They came in their big work boots with high sides and steel-capped toes. They came in their furry flapped hats that were warm even in the deepest cold of winter. They came by the dozens and hundreds, all to try and win the great, the ultimate, the prestigious Tree Master Trophy. The first couple days were judged all over the woods, and the lumberjacks were eliminated one by one. Finally, only three remained, and the rest all gathered to watch them compete for the victory. They all crowded around a large clearing, where there stood three towering trees, thick around as dinner tables. To one side, an announcer booth was set up in the branches overlooking the spectacle.
"Welcome, all my guys, gals, and non-binary pals,"
sang out Rip Corker, the always excited announcer.
"We're just about ready to start this year's final round of competition for the Tree Master Trophy. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm joined as always by my life-slash-announcing partner, Rose Corker."
"Pleased to be here, Rip," said Rose. "Can't wait to see who goes home with the big W this year."
"Say, Rose, we sent all the contestants here an email to invite them to the contest. And you know how a lumberjack checks their email?"
"How's that, Rip?"
They log in. Ha ha! You get it, Rose? Log in?
I get it, Rip. And these jokes just get funnier every year.
Ain't that the truth? So we've been through the preliminary rounds, and now we're down to the final three. Hope they don't have any accidents. Get it, Rose? Accidents?
Ignoring that and moving along, we have our three finalists. There's Big Papa Choppa.
The assembled crowd, a wall of furry flannel, burst into cheers.
Then we have the Lumberjane extraordinaire, Paula Bunyans.
The crowd roared even louder, and chants of, "Paula! Paula!" broke out.
And finally, we have this year's surprise entry, a new young lumberjack fresh in his flannels. It is Saw Millerson.
There were a few sparse cheers from the crowd. Everyone knew Big Papa Choppa and Paula Bunyans, but no one had ever heard of Saw Millerson, and they had no idea how he'd made it into the final three.
Wow, that's quite a crop of contestants. Sounds like they're definitely a cut above. A cut above! Ha ha!
That's right, Rip. And now, our first contestant is taking the stage.
The announcers fell quiet as Big Papa Choppa stomped to the middle of the clearing. He was a hulk of a man, with gnarled black hair so long he tucked it into his shirt, and a gnarled black beard so long he tucked it into his pants. The crowd cheered him along, and he raised his shovel-sized hands in acknowledgement.
Now, the contestants will each have 5 minutes to get through as much of the tree as they can, Rose said. They have to use the same axe, provided by our referees, but their technique is up to them.
That's right, Rose. Let's see what Big Papa Choppa can do. He was last year's runner-up, so you just know he has an axe to grind.
Rose sighed.
That's right, Rip.
She loves the joke, people, and here goes Choppa.
A whistle sounded, and a referee offered up an axe and a stone for sharpening it. Big Papa Choppa ignored the stone and grabbed the axe in one massive mitt. The axe had a handle of old wood, worn smooth from countless hands, and the head was flecked with chipping red paint. Big Papa walked straight to his tree, spit in one hand and then the other, twisted his grip on the trusty axe, and then started swinging. He was enormously strong, and he was soon a blur of flannel and metal and wood chips. The axe wasn't especially sharp, but that didn't matter to him. He hacked into the wood with pure strength, his massive muscles bunching and bulging like a bear's. The crowd shouted his name, and the tree groaned as he cut into the core. When the whistle blew at the end of the 5 minutes, he had cut more than halfway through the tree. The referee ran out, took an official measurement, and relayed it to the announcers.
And what a showing by Big Papa Choppa, Rose said. We have an official cut distance of 3 feet. That's a new record.
The crowd went wild, cheering and screaming. They tried to lift Big Papa onto their shoulders, but he was just too big, so they settled for clapping him on the back and handing him a big foaming mug to drink.
What a showing from Choppa! Say, Rose, you know what they say when a flexible tree is about to fall over?
No, Rip, and I don't care.
Limber!
Rose grimaced and the crowd booed.
All right, well, that's just the first contestant. We've got more in store, so I hope you didn't forget your shopping list.
What, like shopping list?
She loves the joke, people. Next up, we have Paula Bunyans. She's last year's champion and the finest woods person in this neck of the woods, and also in this head, shoulders, knees, and toes of the woods.
That's right, Rip. Let's see what the lady can do.
Paula Bunyans emerged from the crowd to the loudest cheers yet. She was almost as big as Papa Choppa, with tree trunk legs and oaken arms. Her auburn hair was pulled back in a tight ponytail to keep it out of the way of her axe. She paused in the center of a clearing and held out one of her massive biceps. She took the other arm and pretended to start it like a chainsaw. And the crowd, knowing their cue, all began to make this noise. She's got it started, said Rose. Now let's see how she does.
She is poet tree in motion, like poetry, but poet tree. Get it, Rose?
The whistle blew, and the referee offered up the sharpening stone and the axe. Paula Bunyans took the stone, gave the axe a few judicious scrapes to get it sharpened, and then went to her tree. She circled it once, looking for her spot to strike, and finally found what she was looking for. With a wave to the crowd, she tightened her grip on the axe and bent to work. Wood chips flew, flannel fuzzed, and soon she was covered in a fine layer of sawdust. But still, she kept on chop, chop, chopping. The crowd cheered on their champion, and soon the tree was groaning and leaning at a slight angle. When the referee finally blew the whistle again and Paula stepped back, the crowd swept her into their arms. Paula! 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 They chanted, taking her up and sending Big Papa Choppa scowling to the side. It was clear she had him beat.
And here's the official measurement, said Rose. Looks like Paula Bunyans is the new record holder, with 4.5 feet cut.
The crowd redoubled their cheering, waving flannel flags in the air, and Paula sat back in a wooden log chair, a smug smile on her face, and a frosty birch beer in her mug.
What a great showing from the champ, said Rose. I don't know how our final competitor hopes to match it.
I don't know, but he sounds like a decent feller. Get it? Feller? Like felling trees?
We all get it, Rip, just like we got it last year.
Oh, it's a perennial favorite is what I'm hearing.
Well, maybe get your ears checked then. But later, because next up is the newcomer, Saw Millerson. He's a relative unknown, new to the area.
Well, you know what they say about lumberjacks, Rose. They come out of the woodwork.
Rose rolled her eyes.
Sure enough, Rip. Now let's see how this kid can swing.
Saw Millerson ambled into the clearing. He was average-sized, but looked like a sapling next to the hulking might of Big Papa Choppa and Paula Bunyans. The crowd gave him a polite cheer, but most of them looked confused. Like, how could this string bean have even made it to the final three?
There's not much to him. I think Paula Bunyans could eat him for dinner and still have room for dessert.
Sure enough, but looks can be deceiving. That reminds me, Rose, did I ever tell you about the time I cut a tree just by looking at it?
Oh, that never happened.
Sure it did. I saw it with my own eyes. Ha ha! Get it? I saw it with my own eyes?
I can't believe I fell for that.
Ha ha! She loves the joke, people. And here comes the referee. Let's see if Millerson's skill can cut it against these champions.
The referee blew the whistle and held out the sharpening stone and the axe. Saw Millerson took both and looked at the axe critically for a long moment. The crowd watched curiously as he didn't walk to the tree, but instead crossed his legs and sat down on the ground.
What is he doing?
Oh, I gotta tell ya, I'm stumped. Ha ha, stumped!
Saw Millerson took the sharpening stone, spat on it, and then put it to the axe. He began to work it up and down the blade in small circles, sharpening out every bump and burr. The crowd watched, transfixed, as he leaned over intently and worked one side and then the other. The clearing grew whisper quiet, except for the little grating noises of stone on metal. A minute passed. And then another.
It appears as though Saw Millerson is still sharpening his axe.
The crowd murmured, more than a little confused.
Well, I guess he thought it needed some sprucing up. Get it? Sprucing up?
Another minute passed, and then, finally, Saw Millerson walked up to the final tree. He circled it once, twice, three times, and then found his spot to cut. And here he goes! Saw swung the freshly sharpened axe, and it sank into the tree like a fork into a flapjack. He only had 2 minutes left of his five, but the blade was like a razor and bit deep with every motion. The crowd was shocked for a minute and then began to cheer. They grew louder and louder as Saw chopped methodically, taking big bites out of the tree with every whack of his axe. Finally, just before the referee could blow the whistle, the tree gave a ghastly groan like a massive moose, and then, inch by inch, it started to fall over.
Timber!
Saw cried with a wide smile. It was the only word he had spoken all day. The crowd of lumberjacks erupted into cheers as the tree crashed down into the forest.
I can't believe it! He's cut through all 6 feet! That's a new record!
I can't believe it either, Rose. I guess his bite was worse than the bark.
Rose was cheering too, and she swept up Rip in a big hug in her excitement.
Well, partner, you sure can tell a corny joke. Get it? Like acorns?
I love the joke, people. I love the joke.
You big sap.
And that's why she's my life/announcing partner, folks. So until next year, remember what we learned here today. If you have 5 minutes to do a job, sometimes it's better to spend the first 3 preparing. And after that, well, you can branch out.
Right to the root of the issue, as always. Now, let's go celebrate with our champion.
He certainly is popular. Ha ha ha!
The Tree Master trophy was pushed into Saw Millerson's hands, and he held it up above his head, causing the crowd to roar even louder. They swept forward, led by Big Papa Choppa and Paula Bunyans, and hoisted the winner and his trophy onto their shoulders. And then, still chanting his name, they carried the unlikely challenger off to celebrate. All in all, it was one unbelievable night. The end. Today's story, The Tree Master Trophy, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with Daniel Hines helping out as Rip.
Aha!
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.